Welcome to Community Voices, a production of NPR Illinois. I'm your co-host, Jeff Williams. In the studio with me today, Ashley Earls. Ashley, how's it going?
Amazing.
Amazing?
How are you?
I'm good. Ashley Earls, I said that correctly.
Correct.
We talked about that a little bit in advance. Regional Council Manager, Birth to Five, Illinois.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct. Absolutely. I mean, we honestly could talk about Birth to Five Illinois, especially Region 51. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like for hours. So
that's nice. Okay. And you said that's Menard and Sangamon counties that covers. Okay.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Uh-huh. And we actually are statewide.
Okay.
So there's 39 of us across the state. We collaborate and mimic the Regional Office of Education map.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's where those numbers come from for reference.
Gotcha. So, yeah. I was going to say. So then in that case, is that where it is kind of a combination of like a couple of counties combined in sometimes then?
Yeah, so we're very mindful about how we collaborate with our other regions. So mm-hmm. sometimes a school district may, you know, go within that line. So we're very intentional about how we collaborate with our other regions. And so sometimes we might have to share those school districts or sometimes even those community partners as well. So yeah, super mindful about that and just very intentional about how we're aligning our efforts, not just with those community partners or those school districts, mm-hmm. but right as a state and making sure as Birth to Five Illinois, we're very intentional about the conversations that we're having internally as well.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah. Birth to Five Illinois, right? Mm-hmm. Who we mm-hmm. are. Let's go.
Yeah.
So really, honestly, we've kind of touched upon it a little bit, but Birth to Five Illinois, as we've kind of said, is in every single community across the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. But first, really what we want to do is have this really good understanding of what early childhood resources are accessible. But then for us here in Region 51, we're still doing what mental and behavioral health services are accessible as well because of what our action plan looks like. And I can talk about that mm-hmm. here in a little bit. But then we also need to have a true understanding of what our families feel that they think that their children need as well, right?
Okay, yeah.
But then we have to build and connect with our community partners and our community service providers and then connect them also with the civic leaders to really bridge that gap versus what exists mm-hmm. and what the families need. Now,
right.
Your next question might be, but how do we do that,
okay,
right?
Okay.
How do we connect all this together? And it's really truly with three different type of meetings that we have. And that first one's with our family council. And that's just anyone who has a child under the age of 8. So any type of family unit. And then our action council. And that's mm-hmm. truly anyone who has a true passion to make community change right now.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it could be community partners, those that do direct service. It could be business leaders that mm-hmm. sit on that council. It could be, again, civic leaders as well. So again, anyone who just wants to make change now. And then we also tap into community meetings that already exist, right? Community partners, community individuals coming together, having conversations, sharing insights, sharing when there's community events that are going to take place. But again, they're wanting to make change.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're getting information from them, right? What are the biggest needs? But what also is really working right now? And then aligning all of those efforts with every single one of them,
mm-hmm.
especially if they already have their own community assessments.
Okay.
And aligning it with our own. And that's how we really get those action plans going with our council members and those community partners.
And those come through meetings, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So some meetings are already set up, and then you ask if you can be invited to the meeting, or
absolutely.
Just so I understand
how
the meetings get set up.
Yeah. So our family council meetings and our action council meetings are with Birth to Five Illinois, and we have them throughout the state of Illinois with our Birth to Five Illinois teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then those community meetings, we have to find out where are they taking place. And then we tap into those.
Okay.
Sometimes we're invited, right? And then sometimes we have to have those conversations about, you know, hey, can we attend? Does this align with us? And then a lot of times, though, we are invited. And then
mm-hmm.
that's how we start aligning our efforts with the action plans that we have developed with our council members.
So it's not so much, you don't really set meetings up. Is that correct? Or do you sometimes do that also?
Sometimes, as being a backbone organization, we do have to, especially if we identify a gap that we're seeing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So kind of an example of that, what we've had to do with our region for Menard and Sangamon counties is there was a need that was identified with our Action and Family Council around maternal health. Mm-hmm. And they saw a need and a lack in some gaps that were identified. But before really diving into determining if there was a recommendation, we first brought all 18 of those organizations together and had the hard conversations about, you know, do you feel there is a need? What are your families saying? But again, what are you doing really, really well? And how can we elevate that for you? Mm-hmm. And merely what was identified is that they saw that they didn't know about one another as nonprofits,
okay, yeah.
right? And then it was also identified that the families that they were serving, they didn't know about the other organizations too. So it's simply what they're determining is we just need a bit of informational, like one sheeter.
Okay.
And then we're teaming up with Sangamon County Ross. I think they've been here before and spoken with you, and they're one of our biggest community partners. They are developing with us this one informational sheet, and it'll also go in their resource directory too. So that's kind of some of the collaboration that we do and who we pull into and try to not duplicate efforts either.
Okay.
And so those are some of the conversations that we do, pulling people together. So sometimes we have to create a meeting and sometimes we just tap into those that are already there too.
Okay. Ross, did you say?
Yeah. Sangamon County Ross is...
Oh, Sangamon County Ross. Yes. Okay,
yeah.
Now I got you. Yeah, totally
Whitney
understand.
And Austin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whitney and Austin.
Amazing.
Now totally
yeah.
got you.
Yeah.
For sure. Cool. So then you mentioned resources. Can you explain what resources are then?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we're kind of speaking resources, it's anything that can be accessible for any individual, especially when we're talking about families, caregivers, and guardians.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a childcare program. It could be early intervention. So your 0 to 3 home visiting. It could be doulas. It could be accessing a pantry.
Doulas?
So that is an individual that is looking for support while they're identifying as being pregnant.
I see.
So walking them through, getting them connected to a forever pediatrician, and then tapping into any support that they're needing and other resources while they're being pregnant as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're getting more of those supports within our community as well. Also, it could be access to transportation. So if they're finding barriers, we also have amazing community health workers, which they will help you navigate to find additional services for you.
Mm.
But resources really is just if you are finding yourself in a situation to accessing anything that you need to survive, that is what we're trying to connect you with.
Okay, gotcha.
And get that knowledge of is what we're really trying to do.
So how long has Birth to Five Illinois been around?
Yeah, that is a fantastic question. So we actually have been up and going for, we're in our 5th year, but that first year was just the state of Illinois building it.
Mm-hmm.
And then with actual staff member doing these efforts that we've been doing, we're in our 4th year.
Okay. Did it spring somewhat out of COVID a little bit, or is it not really necessarily related?
Yeah. So how we came forth was out of the governor's commission's report.
Okay.
So wanting, again, to have this better understanding of what is working for early childhood services. But again, what are those gaps for families accessing the services?
Mm-hmm.
And so from that, our first year, what we had to do was a huge needs assessment to have that better understanding, because the governor wanted to invest within the early childhood programs.
Mm-hmm.
But before that could happen, there had to be that understanding of where do those funds need to go throughout the state of Illinois. So we did the needs assessment, all 39 of us across the state, and then we developed those action plans that allowed us to actually move forth and make instant community change around that.
And so Menard is like Petersburg.
Correct.
Is that correct? Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go to some of the other, like Kilbourne. I'm trying to think of some of the other.
Absolutely. So you've got Greenview,
Greenview,
have Cantrell,
right.
Athens, all of those
are all
rural communities.
In the Menard area,
yes.
Along with Sangamon County, which then goes to, like, Taylorville is also.
Taylorville is Christian
County.
Right,
that's Christian
yep.
County. Yep. Good call. Okay, nice.
Yes.
Way to pass
yes.
that test. Everybody,
I'm
way
on
to go.
It.
Do you work with schools, kind of, or is this, you do work with schools too? Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
We do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's kind of deceiving, right? Birth to Five, Illinois, mm-hmm. but we actually go up to age 8 because
okay.
we want to have this better understanding. Are they kindergarten ready? And then if they are kindergarten ready, then what does it look like when they go into first and second grade?
Mm-hmm.
And then some of us within the state of Illinois, depending on what our recommendations are, right, we try to be holistic to the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, one of our recommendations is the workforce. So if we are trying to ensure that we have access to care, well, what does that look like? And so our council members and community partners wanted a workforce pipeline.
Okay.
And for us, that is for early childhood and mental and behavioral health. So where they wanted to invest that in was junior high school
okay.
and high school students.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking over 12 different community partners and taking those career pathways and those individuals and sharing that with the junior high and high school students.
Mm-hmm.
And then also letting them know what are the financial supports that are there for you as well, so you can go into those career pathways.
Okay.
So yes, that potentially looks like out of the scope of our work, but actually we're investing early
mm-hmm.
within the junior high and high school, so that a way we can actually create a workforce
mm-hmm.
so we don't have vacant classrooms anymore.
Okay.
And yes, we have some teachers that are retirement age. Within like 2 to 3 years, we're going to lose more teachers
mm-hmm.
is what we're hearing from the child care providers when we're constantly asking and assessing, like, what are the biggest needs and what are the barriers you're seeing? Because we ask this on a continuum.
Right.
Constantly,
right?
Because we do the continuous quality improvement, and that's how we know, like, where do we need to go and what new recommendations mm-hmm. do we need to open. And so this is what we're hearing, and so this is why we are still working on that workforce pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And so those have been great. That recommendation has, just last year, they reached over 1,500 students.
Mm-hmm.
They reached 16 school districts, childcare programs, after-school programs, and it just continues to blossom. They branded themselves. They're Project First Five. They have their own logo now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, to see those community partners run with it and take it, again, that's what it means to be that backbone organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the fun part about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sometimes you have to have those hard conversations,
mm-hmm.
and it took lots of planting of seeds
yeah.
to get it this far, because this was our first recommendation and it took 3.5 years to get where we are,
okay.
but it is well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're excited to see where this year's going to take this
yeah.
collaboration. Yeah.
You collaborate with Compass for Kids, like things like that? Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
cool.
They're
yeah.
one of the entities that we were able to take different community partners in
mm-hmm.
and speak to their young learners.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
yeah,
very nice.
On the
right?
different pathways.
Oh, that's cool. So, yes, I mean, your outreach really sounds like outreach. I mean, every direction that you can do, you know?
Absolutely.
So for you, when did you feel that, like, the draw to get involved with this?
So I actually was in a different position at a different organization, and
mm-hmm.
a friend of mine told me about this new organization that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I was like, this is the job I always dreamed
okay,
of.
Yeah.
And I applied for it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately, when I heard the job description, I fell in love. I've been in early childhood. Actually, I went to school here at UIS.
Mm-hmm.
US,
nice.
And
yeah.
I taught at the Early Learning Center here
oh,
at
yeah.
the Cox
okay.
Children's
yeah,
Center.
Yeah, yeah.
So early childhood has always been my passion. My
mm-hmm.
why is to connect individuals
oh, yeah.
to the information that they need
mm-hmm.
and the resources that they need. So this has always been embedded in me. So when I heard about this, I was like, I have to at least try.
Sure. Yeah,
and
yeah.
then, yeah, it immediately happened and just
yeah.
jumped right into it. And here we are and our organization and our community is just jumping into it, thriving, and it's been amazing to see the growth that everyone is making, and I get to be along for the journey, and I love it.
I can tell you love it, you know, so that's cool. That's what we all need is that passion for what we do, you know. Yeah. So once again, we are in the studio with Ashley Earls, a regional council manager, Birth to Five Illinois, which covers the Sangamon and Menard counties. Been a great conversation for sure. Anything else you want to add? Or
I mean, always, if they heard anything today that they're just like, oh my goodness, we've never heard of you, which sometimes we hear, if you would love to learn more, you can always get a hold of me at aearles at birth.com.
Right on. And your website then?
Yeah, www.birth.com.
Love it. Right on. Well, thanks so much for coming by, Ashley.
Yeah, thanks for having us, and it was a true pleasure.
Right on. Love it. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.